volleyball, the Johnson Rock Eagles have the Pawnee City Indians. You may be expecting to hear us being in Pawnee City. These matches were originally scheduled to be played in Pawnee City, but because of this afternoon's triple-digit temperatures and the lack of air conditioning in the Pawnee City gym, it was decided to move the matches here to Johnson tonight. And we're certainly thankful for that, as it's still in the upper 90s outside. So we're in here enjoying the friendly confines and the air conditioning here at Johnson Rock. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be calling your play-by-play for tonight's volleyball action. Bobby Ensking is our producer-engineer back at the sunny 101.3 studios. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Nebraska Bank. Local banking with exceptional service. Nebraska Bank, proud partners of our local athletic programs. Well, we've got a couple of teams getting set to square off here with vastly different records thus far. Johnson Rock has already played 7 matches. They are 5-2 on the season. The Pawnee City Indians, they've been off to a slow start. They've only played 2 matches thus far. They got a win over Lewiston, and then they lost to Meridian. So Pawnee City with only 2 matches under their belt. Johnson Rock, a lot more, game time for them here in preparation for tonight's contest, as they've already played 7 matches. Once again, if you're just tuning in, we're a little bit late getting started here. We had junior high volleyball first. That was followed by the JV. In the JV volleyball, Johnson Rock took that one in 2 sets. And so that's why we're a little bit late. We had expected to be underway around 6:30. Right now it's going to be a little closer to 7 o'clock before we get underway with this varsity contest. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame show. We'll look at the keys to the game and the starting lineups after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 8. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small town service meets everything you need, all in one stop. From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups for this varsity game. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, they're coached by head coach Jessica Tomek. She'll go with Kaylee Turnbull, a senior at the libero. Emily Scatula is a middle hitter. She's a senior. Kinley Benson, also a senior, is an outside hitter. Ashlyn Pujala is a junior outside hitter. Aubrey Sisko, a freshman, is a setter. Adeline Sisko is a senior middle hitter. And Ainsley Browner is the setter. She is a sophomore. Starting lineup for the Johnson Rock Eagles, coached by head coach Kara Williams. She'll go with Daly Pelican. Pelican, a 5'6 senior, an outside hitter. Also, Isabel Bishop. She's a libero, 5'4 and a junior. Kinley Weiss is the setter. She's a 5'4 junior. Addison Grotrin, a middle hitter, 5'7 and a junior. Casey Knippelmeyer, she's an outside hitter, 5'7 and a junior. Emma Wokalinski is a freshman at 6'1 getting this far tonight. And Josie Stoodheight, a 5'10 junior, is the middle hitter. Looks like we're going to go to our national anthem. We'll step aside for a 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
The State Bank of Bern is your hometown full-service bank with locations in Bern and Axtell. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. Experience banking with a hometown heartbeat. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com. From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside and Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside and Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's time for tonight's Keys to the Game. The Keys to the Game are brought to you by Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn. Thinking about new keys for your driving game? Choose Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today. Well, we talked to both of the coaches earlier this evening and asked them what the keys to success would be for them. And Coach Kara Williams of Johnson Brock says for her girls, the keys to success will be just to show up. Just show up and play as well as we are capable of playing, she said, and we'll be fine. For the Pawnee City Indians, we talked to Coach Jessica Tomek. She said the key to their success is going to be able to move the ball, move their feet, and to out-hustle the Eagles tonight. She says they have to out-hustle the opposition if they're to come out successfully. Tonight's Keys to the Game, once again, brought to you by Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn. If you're thinking of new keys for your driving game, choose Meyer Arp Chevrolet in Auburn today. Having the introduction of starting lineup, we've just wrapped that up. We're about set to get underway. Once again, a reminder that tonight's presenting sponsor is Nebraska Bank. Local banking with exceptional service, Nebraska Bank, proud partners of our local athletic programs. All right, getting ready to settle in. Don't forget, tonight's game can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select Sunny 101.3. Just like our friend Matt Prophet does every week down in Louisville, Kentucky. Matt, one of our most faithful listeners all the way down in Louisville, Kentucky, tuning in. Good evening, Matt. Glad to have you with us. Also, we want to give a shout-out to our good friend Lloyd Feaster. Lloyd is home tonight, hopefully listening into the broadcast after a lengthy hospital stay. I believe it was something like 41 days. So, welcome home, Lloyd. Hope you're listening in and enjoying some Johnson Brock volleyball tonight here on Sunny 101.3. All right, we've had the introductions. We've had the handshakes at the net. Our officials, Tina Scheidel, Debbie Witt, are out here lining the girls up, making sure everybody's in position. Here's the libero. Kaylee Turnbull checks in for Pawnee City. And the Indians will be serving. Kinsley Benson will have the first serve to get this match underway. Johnson Brock and Pawnee City High School Volleyball tonight live from Johnson. Here's Kinsley Benson's serve. Picked up in the back row. Not able to handle it back there was Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer dove that one. It came right down at her feet. And the ace serve goes to Kinsley Benson. Point Pawnee City. Benson, ready for her second serve, approaches the service line. Here it is, into the back. Knippelmeyer picks it up. Pass to Weiss, sets to the right side to Pelican. Pelican has her swing blocked over there. I believe that was Addie Sisko that got the block. Sisko was over there along with Axon Pujala. And the point goes to Pawnee City. Indians up 2-0. Kinsley Benson continues to serve after serving the first 2 points. This one's going to be into the net. Service error to Benson. Point goes to Johnson Brock. And we stand at 2-1, Pawnee City leading the Eagles. Kinley Weiss will be serving for Johnson Brock for their first serve of the evening. Kinley Weiss steps forward, delivers the jump serve into the back row. Picked up back there by Gira. To the right side it goes. A big swing off the right side by Aubrey Sisko. Dug out in the back. Here's a set to Pelican. Pelican, big swing just outside the line in the back corner on the right side. Pelican had a good set that time. It got set up by Kinley Weiss, but just put a little bit too much mustard on it, and it went out. Point goes to Pawnee City. Indians lead 3-1. Now serving is Aubrey Sisko for the Indians. Sisko to serve. In the back row, Isabel Bishop waits in the center. Bishop receives the serve, passes forward to Weiss. Weiss sets to the right side to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer coming out of the back row with the kill for Johnson Brock. It's 3-2. Pawnee City leads it. Now serving will be Daley Pelican, 5'6 senior outside hitter. Only senior on this roster for Johnson Brock. Pelican serves to the back corner. Gira receives it, passes forward. Ball is put over, free ball by Sisko. Here's Weiss with a set to the right side again to Knippelmeyer and the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, her second kill in a row. Kinley Weiss does a great job of setting these hitters here for Johnson Brock. She just delivers the ball right on the money. Now Daley Pelican ready to serve once again for the Eagles. We're even at 3 apiece here in set number one. Into the back row, received by Gira. Pass forward comes to Sisko. Sisko with the set. Daddy Sisko, a nice block at the net there by Josie Stoodhite with the block. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles lead it 4-3. Daley Pelican continues to serve. She'll come with the jump serve out of the back corner on the right side. There's the jump serve into the back row. Addie Sisko can't handle it. Ace serve for Daley Pelican. Daley with the ace. Makes it 5-3 now. Johnson Brock was down 3-1. They're now up 5-3. 4 points straight here. Pelican continues to serve. Overpass, big swing, and the kill for Johnson Brock. Getting the kill is Josie Stoodhite. An overpass on the receiving of the serve, and Josie Stoodhite hammered it down. So Pelican has now served 5 straight points for Johnson Brock. Daley Pelican on a roll here, again with that jump serve. This one a little bit long, just outside the back line. Just long, and the point goes to Pawnee City. 6-4 the score, Johnson Brock up. This is set number one, playing best of five here. Addie Sisko will serve for the Pawnee City Indians. Bishop and Pelican in the back row. Picked up in the back, pass forward to Weiss. Weiss will set Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer has to put a free ball across. Here's a set to the near side. Talon Blecka. Blecka with the swing. Dug out by Pelican. Set for Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer off of Gira gets the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, her third kill of the match, of the set. Now checking in for Johnson Brock, Addison and Gira checks in. Gira comes in replacing Isabel Bishop, the libero. Back serving is Josie Stoodhite for the Eagles. Stoodhite's jump serve. Gira receives it in the back row. Pass forward to the left side. Emily's Gatula with a little tip over. Free ball into the middle. Big swing by Buckalinski. Buckalinski blocked by Gatula. Free ball comes. Pelican sets the right side. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer got blocked by Gatula. Knippelmeyer with another swing. This one dug out by Gira. Wachalinski passes it forward to the middle and it drops on the Johnson Brock side. The point goes to Pawnee City. Emily Skatua, the senior middle hitter, up there battling head-to-head with the Johnson Brock hitters. 7-5 your score. Johnson Brock up by 2. Serving for Pawnee City, Ashlyn Puhala. Bishop passes over to the right side to Knippelmeyer. She'll put a free ball across and get a kill out of it. Casey Knippelmeyer just tipped the ball over down the left side. They couldn't get under it, and it'll be the kill. Serving for Johnson Brock, Olivia Nedenrip. Wachalinski takes a seat. She and Nedrip alternate in and out of their front row, back row. Olivia Nedrip with the serve. Drops it in front of Gira. Set to the near side. Oh, an overpass is tipped down by Knippelmeyer again, and Casey's having herself a night. She has five kills already here in the first set. It's 9-5. Johnson Rock with the lead. Olivia Nedrip, just a freshman, 5-4. Back there serving for the Eagles. There's Nedrip serve. Received by Gira. Pass forward. Emily Scatula sets it to the far side. There's a swing, and it's out. Out of bounds on the left. Kaylee Turnbull took that swing at it, but it was out. Point Johnson Brock, 10-5. Eagles lead it. The freshman, Olivia Nedrip, continues to serve. Picked up in the back by Kaylee Turnbull. Turnbull sets Emily Scatula with a hard swing. Great job dug out by Johnson Brock. Free ball comes across. They're going to set Gatula. Gatula, no, sets to the right side. And she'll set Taylor Blecka, and Blecka will have the kill. Blecka with the kill now for the Pawnee City Indians. 10-6, your score. Johnson Brock up by 4 here in set number 1. Ainsley Rauner will be serving. Just a sophomore. She's a setter. Serving for Pawnee City. Here's Rauner's serve. Received by Pelican. Pass the forward set to the right side. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer with the kill. Wow, Casey is just piling up the kills here. She's got 6 already for the junior. Casey Knippelmeyer, just 5'7", and a junior outside hitter, but she's got some springs, gets up and delivers the ball well. All right, Knippelmeyer serving for the Eagles. Jump serve, hard to handle in the back row. Emily Scatula puts it to the middle. There's a swing and down with the kill. Getting the kill is Rauner. Emily Scatula had to chase that one down here on the near sideline. In doing so, she flipped it back to Rauner. Rauner turned it into a kill and got the point for Pawnee City. It's 11-7. Johnson Brock up by 4. Emily Scatula, 12 senior middle hitter, serving for Pawnee City. Bishop passes forward to Weiss. Weiss with the set to the right side. Trying for the swing there was Addison Grotrian. Got it to drop. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Addison Grotrian with the kill, her first. 12-7. Johnson Brock up by 5. Isabel Bishop serving for Johnson Brock. Here's Bishop serve into the back row. Picked up back there by Turnbull. Turnbull passes forward to the right side to Kinsley Benson. Now a set to Pelican. Pelican off the block. Got it off of Aubrey Sisco's block. And the point goes to Johnson Brock. And the kill for Daly Pelican, her second kill of the evening. 13-7, Johnson Brock up by 6 here. Again, we're in set number 1, best 3 of 5. There's a long serve by Bishop just outside the back line. Just a little bit too much pepper on it. So now for Pawnee City, Kinsley Benson, the senior, is back there to serve for the Indians. Here's Benson's serve. Drops it in front of Knippelmeyer. The set comes to the near side. Josie Stoodheit gets it off the block and got the kill. Josie Stoodheit with her second kill. Josie's a 5'10 junior. Hitting from the left side there, put it all the way across court to the far right side and got the touch. This will be Kinley Weiss now serving for Johnson Brock. Gatula receives it, passes forward. Now they set it back to the right side to Audrey Sisco. Ball is out. Aubrey Sisco just wide of the mark. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Eagles now up by 7, 15-8 here at home in Johnson, a game that was originally scheduled to be played in Pawnee City. Here's the serve from Kinley Weiss. Now set it to the near side. Set to Aubrey Sisco. Couldn't get it across. Point goes to timeout. Timeout taken Pawnee City. 16-8. Johnson Brock leads it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunday. 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that farming and ranching is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your farm and ranch deserves.
Contact agent Brent Parson in Falls City and Auburn today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Johnson Rock has jumped out and doubled things up on Pawnee City here in set number one. They lead it 16-8. Casey Knippelmeyer having a big night so far for the Eagles with six kills. Emily Skatula has two for Pawnee City. Taylan Blecka with one for Pawnee City. Now serving is Weiss. Picked up in the back row. Set goes to the left side. With it is Aislinn Puhala with the swing, and she'll get the kill. Aislinn Puhala, junior outside hitter, has the kill for Pawnee City. 16-9. Indians back within seven. Aubrey Sisco, just a freshman, serving now for Pawnee City, the freshman at the service line, Aubrey Sisco. Here's Sisco's serve. And it's just long outside the back line by just a freckle. Very close to being on the back line, but it was out. Point goes to Johnson Rock. 17-9. Eagles back up by eight with Daly Pelican serving for Johnson Rock. Here's Pelican serve. And the girl from Pawnee got caught standing and looking at it. Eric Aguirre was standing back there beside Kaylee Turnbull. They each looked at each other, and the ball dropped between them. So an ace serve for Pelican. That's her third ace serve of the set. 18-9. Johnson Rock leads it. There's Pelican serve again. Received by Turnbull. Passes it forward to the left side. Swing put across by Taylan Blecka. There's a huge swing by Knippelmeyer, dug out nicely by Turnbull. Pass forward to Weiss, couldn't get to it. Ball dropped on the Johnson Brock side. Point goes to Pawnee City. 18-10 now. Johnson Brock up by eight with Addie Sisco, the senior middle hitter. 6'2", she's serving. Received by Bishop. Pass comes forward. Swing down the right side for the kill. Josie Studheit, her third kill. When I give you these kill totals, keep in mind these are unofficial statistics that I'm keeping. In no way am I expected to match up perfectly with the official scorebook, but we're doing our best here. Here's Studheit on the serve. Turnbull with the receive. They pass it forward. A free ball put over by Gatula. Pass comes forward to Weiss. Weiss sets to the right side. The freshman, Emma Wokolinski, took the swing. Couldn't get it. There's a kill put down for Aubrey Sisco for Pawnee City. 19-11 now. Johnson Brock up by eight. This is the first set. Best of five here. Serving is Aislinn Puhala, a junior. Puhala with the serve for Pawnee City. Nice job by Knippelmeyer to pick it up. Now they'll set Knippelmeyer. She got blocked. Good block by Emily Skatula. Free ball comes across for Pawnee City. Turnbull passes the ball forward. Sisco with the set to the right side over there for Benson. Benson couldn't get it down. Here's a swing by, oh, that was Pelican. Put that one across the net. Got it down. Point goes to Johnson Brock. 20-11. Olivia Nedrib back into play back row, replacing Emma Wokolinski. Here's Nedrip serve. Olivia Nedrip got it over. She'll have an ace serve. Olivia with the ace. 21-11. Johnson Brock up by 10 here in the air-conditioned friendly confines of Johnson Brock Gymnasium. Thank goodness for air conditioning tonight. Here's the serve again by Nedrip. Turnbull receives. Sets Gatula. Gatula with a big swing that's just long. Emily Skatula really hammered that one, but she was about a foot out of bounds in the back left corner. Trying to drop it into the corner was Emily Skatula. Olivia Nedrip again with the serve. It's 22-11 now. Gatula receives it. Benson couldn't get it over the net. Ace serve for Olivia Nedrip, her second ace serve. 23-11. Johnson Brock two away from taking set number one, with Olivia Nedrip continuing to serve for the Eagles. This one just got over the tape. They sent it to the near side. The swing by Blecka, picked up by Pelican, set for Knippelmeyer. Gatula saves it, dug it out. A cross-court pass, Benson. Benson puts a free ball across. Pelican passes forward. Here's a set to the right side. set from Weiss, and Weiss will get the kill. The center was in a position where she had to take a swing at it, and Kinley Weiss with the kill. This will be set point now for Johnson Brock. The Eagles up 24-11, so set point coming here with Olivia Nedrip serving for the Eagles. Crowd up, ball back to Pawnee City. Katula sets it to the near side, into the back row. Bishop passes over to Weiss. Pelican out of the back row with the kill. Daly Pelican with the kill, and Johnson Brock takes set number one, 25-11. Johnson Brock gets set number one. We'll take a two-minute break. Be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Storm season can be tough on your roof, but BB Roofing is ready to help. With timely service, set pricing, and outstanding customer care, they make the whole process simple and stress-free. But here's what separates us from the competition. BB Roofing offers a 14-day start guarantee, or your roof is free. So whether it's hail, wind, or storm damage, trust the team that gets the job done right and on time. Visit bbroofing.com or call 402-890-4469 today for more information. BB Roofing, built to conquer Midwest weather.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Johnson Brock High School. Well, these teams are ready to go. There's supposed to be a 3 minute break between sets, and we ran off about a minute and 45 seconds, and both teams were already back out on the floor, standing there looking at the refs and saying, let's go. So we had to cut our commercial time just a little bit short there. We're all lined up and ready to go for set number two. Johnson Brock took the first set 25-11. Weiss will be serving. Inley Weiss with the serve for Johnson Brock. Turnbull on the receive. There's a little dink put across the net. Tipped off by Rauner. Now they set Sisko. Rauner with the dig in the back row. Bouncing off the ceiling. Katula with the pass across to Benson. Benson with a free ball to the back row. Knippelmeyer. They set the middle and the kill by Josie Stoodhite. Josie Stoodhite. That's her fourth kill of the match. 1-0. Johnson Brock. Out to the early lead here. Serving is Kinley Weiss. She's a 5'4 junior. She's the setter on this team. Picked up in the back row by Turnbull. They set it to Addie Sisko. Sisko, they tried to block it while Kalinske. Here's Pelican puts a free ball across. Again, they set Benson. Benson with a hard swing, dug out nicely by Bishop. Free ball put across by Wachalinski. Now chasing after it is Browner. Browner passes forward to Sisko. Free ball. Here's Weiss with a set to Pelican. Pelican couldn't get up and get a hit on it, just has to put a free ball across. There's Benson with a tough swing, and Benson will get the kill. Nice job there by Kinsley Benson for the kill, her second kill of the match. We're even at one apiece here at Johnson Brock High School tonight. High school volleyball coming your way. Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM in Fall City, Nebraska. There's Benson serve into the net. Service error for Kinley Benson. Point goes to Johnson Brock. High school football coming up Friday night, both here on Sunny 101.3 and over on our sister station, KTNC. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. Here's Daly Pelican serve. Setting to the near side. Now set it to Emily's Gatula. She puts a free ball over. Wachalinski with the tip. Now they'll set it to the far side across the way in the set to Ashlyn Puhala. Her swing dug out by Bishop. Wachalinski, the big freshman at 6'1", put the swing to the corner. Now Emily's Gatula. Gatula will be just long. Or check that. That swing was by Rauner, and that one's long on the back line. Point goes to Johnson Brock. 3-1, Eagles lead set number one, lead set number two. They took set number one, 25-11. Daly Pelican serving for Johnson Brock to the back row. Flecka passes to Turnbull, set to the far side to Ashlyn Puhala. Her swing is dug out. There's a swing to the middle by Josie Sidhite. Sidhite couldn't get it down, but she'll get the kill. They couldn't handle it in the back row. That's Josie Sidhite's fifth kill of the match. It's 4-1, Johnson Brock here in set number two with Daly Pelican serving. Daly Pelican, we mentioned, the only senior on the roster for Johnson Brock. Into the back row, Guerra receives. Pass to the far side to Turnbull. She'll just put a free ball across. There's Weiss with the set for Knippelmeyer, and there's the kill. Boy, I'll tell you, when Weiss can put that ball out in front of Casey Knippelmeyer like that, Casey is hard to stop. Weiss with the perfect set, sets the table for her, and Knippelmeyer hammers it down. She's got seven kills. Daly Pelican continues to serve for Johnson Brock. Here's Pelican's jump serve into the back corner. Long service error, Johnson Brock. Point goes to Pawnee City. 5-2 now. Johnson Brock leads set number two. Serving for the Indians is Aubrey Sisco, the freshman. Here's Aubrey at the service line with the jump serve from the corner. Pelican receives, passes forward to Weiss. Weiss sets to Stenheit. And a kill. Josie Stenheit with the kill. She's got six now in the match so far. Off the bench, coming in to serve, Josie Stenheit checks in. Isabel Bishop sets out. There's Josie Stenheit's serve. Couldn't handle it. Turnbull to the barrel. Went off of her shoulder. Then off the back wall here at the south end of the Johnson Brock Gymnasium. So the ace serve by Josie Stoodheight. She'll be serving again here. This one picked up by Turnbull. Pass across the way. They set it to Taylan Blecka. Blecka dug out by Pelican. Set to Knippelmeyer. Oh, nice block. Going up and getting the block there was Addie Sisco. Addie, 6'2". She's a good-sized young lady. Got up in the air there and blocked it. Now Addie Sisco will serve. 7-3. Johnson Brock up by four here in the second set with Addie Sisco at the service line for the Indians. Pelican receives, passes across. Bishop sets to Knippelmeyer. Free ball put across. Emily Scatula puts a free ball back across. Now the set to the middle. There's Wachalinski, oh, just out of the back corner. Wachalinski, Emma, is a freshman. She's 6'1", a right-side hitter. She had a really good match when we covered Johnson Brock a week ago Thursday night here. Had a good night, and she's got a lot of ability. There's Sisco, Addie Sisco. Oh, got the tape. Dug out nicely. Pelican off of Sisco. Couldn't handle it. They chase it down. Pelican with the kill. That's Daly Pelican with four kills in the match. Johnson Brock has again doubled up the score on Pawnee City at 8-4. Back into the lineup comes Olivia Nedenrip now to serve for Johnson Brock. Nedenrip, just a freshman. Turnbull receives it. Set to the middle to Emily Scatula. Into the net, didn't go. That was Taylor and Blecka. Blecka had it hit right back to her. Point goes to Johnson Brock. 9-4. Eagles up by five here. They won the first set, if you weren't with us, 25-11. So Johnson Brock leads 1-0. Set to the far side. Gatula with the swing. Misjudged the timing there. Mistimed the jump, and the ball goes harmlessly into the net. Point goes to Johnson Brock. 10-4 now, as Ned and Rip continues to serve. She's got a couple of ace serves tonight. Timeout taken Pawnee City, 10-4. Johnson Brock leads it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Johnson Brock High School, 10-4. Johnson Brock leading set number 2. High school football coming up Friday night on September 11th. Here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have Missouri 8-man football. The Mountain City Panthers at South Holt in Oregon. Don Nixon will have the call. And over on our sister station, KTNC, the Falls City Tigers will travel to Nebraska City to face the Nebraska City Lords Knights. Dylan Hendricks with the call. That'll be on KTNC this Friday night. Hope you'll join us. Back to live action here at Johnson. There's a tip back. Cisco gets the ball across. Free ball comes to Johnson Brock. Set to the right side. Set to Knippelmeyer. Just out on the left side this time. Seldom do we see Casey Knippelmeyer miss her mark. That one was right at the line on the left edge. Just a smidgen out of bounds. Oh, wait a minute. Now we got some confusion here. They're going to say that one went down. She got the kill. I was sure they signaled the other way. Ned Rip continues to serve and gets another ace. So the last 2 points have gone to Johnson Brock. I beg your pardon. I thought that one was out. 12-4. Johnson Brock up by 8. Ned Rip serving. Turnbull receives the serve. Now Turnbull puts a free ball across. Bishop passes the ball forward to Weiss. Set to the right side. Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer. They're going to say just out, and the, I'm never sure what I'm seeing here. Yeah, that was out. Okay, point goes to Pawnee City. 12-5. Johnson Brock up by 7 here in the second set. They took set number 1, 25-11. Serving is Ashland Fulhalla. Set to the right side to Knippelmeyer. With the set that time was Addison Grotrian. Put it to Knippelmeyer, and Casey just keeps clobbering that volleyball. She's got 8 kills now. And now Knippelmeyer will be in the back row to serve here for Johnson Brock. Eagles up 13-5 on a warm and sticky evening in southeast Nebraska. Triple-digit temperatures this afternoon. Last time I checked, it was still 95 out there. There's a free ball tipped across and drops right in front of the Johnson Brock girls. 3 of them standing there. That's so embarrassing. You're all standing there looking at each other, and you know what they do? The ball drops between them, and immediately all 3 of them turn and look at their coach, waiting to see how Coach Carol Williams is going to react. She had a positive reaction, clapping the hands. Let's go. Now serving is Ainsley Rauner. Rauner to serve for Pawnee City. Bishop receives the serve, passes to Weiss. Weiss with a set. Gets a set for Addison Grotrian. Grotrian gets the kill off the block. Addison Grotrian, her second kill. And Bishop, Isabel Bishop, will continue to serve. She's in the black jersey tonight, the libero for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Isabel Bishop serves to the back row, received by in the back by Aubrey Cisco. Couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. It'll be an ace serve for Isabel Bishop. 15-6, Johnson Brock in command here in the second set of the match. Bishop serve, hits the tape, comes just short. Service error, Johnson Brock, and the point to Pawnee City. This will be Emily Skatula serving. Skatula at the service line for Pawnee City. Here's Emily coming forward with the jump serve. Quite an athlete. Plays good basketball. We watched Emily's. Here's a serve to Stoodhite. Stoodhite just tips it down the left side. Oh, what a nice move by Josie Stoodhite. There was nobody here. She put it just inside the antenna and dropped it over the net just inside the white line. Kinley Weiss will serve now for Johnson Brock. Back into the lineup comes the big freshman, 6'1", Emma Wokolinski. Wokolinski in the front row. There's a serve off the tape and drop down. Kinley Weiss with the ace serve. That's one of those you folks have all seen them. They're impossible to defend. The ball hits the tape and then just crawls over the net and drops straight down. There's nothing they can do about that defensively. This one comes all the way across and just out by Kinley Weiss, just out on the left side. Service error. Point goes to Pawnee City. Here's Chloe Morris into the lineup now. Morris in replacing Josie Studheit. Chloe Morris, 5'10 junior. 17-8, Johnson Brock leads it. Here's Weiss's set. Oh, free ball has to be tipped across. Morris had to try to chase after it. Went out of bounds. Point goes to Pawnee City. 17-9. Johnson Brock up. Kinsley Benson serving. Bishop receives the serve. Here's a set to Pelican. And Pelican just put it right between two defenders. They both whipped trying to get to it. And Daly Pelican with her fifth kill of the night. Once again, Johnson Brock has doubled up the score on the Indians, 18-9. The Eagles lead it here in this second set. They're up 1-0. We're playing the best of five. Pelican serve. Fleca in the back row passes it forward to Addie Sisko. Addie with a good hard swing. Good job digging it out with Weiss. There's a swing by Knippelmeyer. Wokolinski with the tip. Free ball comes back in the back row. Bishop, they set it to the right side. Knippelmeyer, nice block by Aubrey Sisko. Sisko got the block on Knippelmeyer that time. And tell you what, blocking Casey Knippelmeyer is no easy task. And Aubrey Sisko, the freshman, got right up there, got both hands on the ball, and batted it back in Knippelmeyer's face. 18-10 now. Johnson Brock with the lead. Serving for Pawnee City is Aubrey Sisko. Ball tipped across by Weiss. The free ball, they're going to set Addie Sisko. Free ball came across to Weiss. Into the middle, set to the far side. Knippelmeyer, she got it down. Knippelmeyer found that opening in the left rear corner back here. Maybe caught Erica Gura just a little bit out of position. Erica couldn't get over there to get to it. And very wisely put it down that left sideline. 19-10. Johnson Brock up by 9 now. Here's your serve to the back row. Free ball comes across. Weiss will set the ball. Sets it to the far side. Wokolinski, the freshman, couldn't get that one over the net. Got it into the net. And it'll be point Pawnee City. 19-11. Johnson Brock up by 8. Addie Sisko, the 6'2 senior, serving. Weiss, Bishop, Pelican in the back row to receive it. Dug out by Weiss, couldn't get there. Or by Knippelmeyer, rather. Ace serve for Addie Sisko. 19-12 now. Lead is 7 for Johnson Brock. Waiting in the middle is Knippelmeyer in the back row. Come right at her again. Knippelmeyer digs it out. Pass to Bishop. There's a swing by Knippelmeyer from the left edge. Couldn't get it down. They'll set it to the middle. Gira puts a free ball across. Pelican receives. Pass forward to Weiss. Weiss sets it in the middle. And there's the kill by Addison Grotrian. Weiss with a nice set for Grotrian. Addison Grotrian got it down. Makes it 20-12 now. The lead is 8. Off the bench comes Olivia Nedrip. She's serving, kind of a specialist back there serving. Does a good job, the freshman. Nedrip serve. Drops it short. Tough one to play. Here's Gatula with a swing and a kill. Emily Gatula with her third kill of the evening. Over on the left side is the swing from a left side hitter. Leaving is Erica Gira. Back in to replace her is Kinsley Benson. Serving for Pawnee City, Ashlyn Pujala. It's 20-13. Johnson Brock up by 7. Ashlyn Pujala to serve. Received by Pelican. Passes it forward to set to the middle. There's a swing just long, no touch. And the point goes to Pawnee City. That was Addison Grotrian on that swing. Ashlyn Pujala to serve. 20-14, Johnson Brock up by 6 here in the second set. Pujala, Bishop received. They set it back to the near side. Free ball put across by Weiss. Now Seth Gatula with the swing. Benson, that was rather. Benson into the net, and the point goes to Johnson Brock. 21-14. Eagles up here in set number two. Substitute coming in off the bench for the Eagles now. Lexi Rasmussen making her first appearance tonight. Rasmussen on the floor. She's in to serve for Johnson Brock. Rasmussen serve. Oh, going to be just short of the net. Service error. And the point goes to Pawnee City. 21-15. Johnson Brock up in set number two. They took set number one, 25-11. Now to serve is Ainsley Rauner. Rauner serving for the Pawnee City Indians. Rauner serve into the back row. Picked up. Pass forward to Weiss. She'll set Daly Pelican. Pelican just put a little dink over the net. Couldn't get it. There's Benson with the swing. It's long. Kinsley Benson just long on the swing. 22-15. We mentioned at the outset, Johnson Brock, this is their eighth match of the year. They are 5-2 on the season. Pawnee City has only played two matches. They're 1-1. They beat Lewiston and lost to Meridian. So Johnson Brock had a lot more preparation for this with seven matches compared to just two for Pawnee City. There's Turnbull passing it forward. Benson saves it nicely and got it over the net. Oh, there's a dink and a surprise for everybody. Kinley Weiss gets the kill. It looked like she was going to set that one to Daly Pelican. Everybody was lining up to try and block Pelican, and Weiss said, okay. They left her open, so she just tipped it across the net and dropped it down. 23-15, Isabel Bishop serving for Johnson Brock. In the back row, Cisco passes forward. Bishop passes to Weiss. Weiss sets Pelican. Pelican couldn't get it down. Ball tipped back again by Stenheit. Pelican puts the ball over. Overpass. Weiss will set to the near side. Swing in the middle. Chloe Morris with the swing. She'll get the kill. Weiss liked that one. Chloe Morris, the middle hitter, coming off the bench and getting the kill. This will be set point for Johnson Brock. 25-15. Isabel Bishop serving set point for the Eagles. Here's Bishop serve. Into the back row, Gatula receives. They pass it forward to the near side. There's a nice swing and a kill. Getting the kill here on the near side was Ainsley Rauner. Rauner's second kill. Makes it 24-16. Emily's Gatula will be serving. Gatula at the service line for the Indians. Emily's receives. Here comes her jump serve. Again, second set point. Pass forward to Weiss. Weiss sets Pelican, and Pelican with the kill. Pelican gets the kill. 25-16 will be our score here in set number two. So Johnson Brock leads 2-0. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be right back on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Do you ever feel like your insurance knows your zip code, but not your name? At Community Insurance Group, we're not just local, we're personal. Whether it's your farm, your home, your wheels, or your business, we tailor coverage that fits your life, right here in Southeast Nebraska. With decades of experience and a team that treats you like family, we're here when it matters most. Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Humboldt, Sterling, and Tecumseh. We put the you in community.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Fall sports are in full swing, and being attentive can help keep our athletes safe.
Pay attention when something doesn't seem right. Headaches, dizziness, confusion, nausea, or changes in behavior can all be signs of a concussion. If an athlete takes a hard hit and isn't feeling like themselves, don't encourage them to push through it. Have them evaluated. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're committed to helping our student athletes stay healthy and safely get back to the activities they love. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, getting ready to move to set number three. Johnson Brock took the first two sets, 25-11, 25-16, over the Pawnee City Indians. Our next coverage of live volleyball will be coming to you from the Mudecas Tournament in Beatrice. We'll pick up the semifinal action on Tuesday, September 15th. We'll bring you select games of the semifinals, and then, of course, we'll be back on Thursday, September 17th, for the consolation and championship matches. Those will be selected matches depending on which team from our listening area advance. So, Mudecas Volleyball next week here on Sunny. Serving for Pawnee City, it's Kinsley Benson. There's a swing and a kill by Josie Studheit. So Josie Studheit starts things off with a bang for Johnson Brock here in set number three. Emma Wokolinski back into the front row now, the 6'1 freshman. Emma really hasn't got on track here yet tonight. She played well last week. There's the serve, ace serve for Kinley Weiss. That's her second ace serve of the match. 2-0. Johnson Brock up. They lead 2-0 also in sets. Kinley Weiss's serve received by Cisco. Cisco with the swing. Oh, great job by Weiss to dive down and save that one out of the back row. Put a free ball across. Ball tipped to Pelican. Now they'll set Pelican on the left side. Pelican with the swing. Picked up by Gira in the back row. Turnbull with the pass across. Pass goes to Ashlyn Puhala. She'll get the kill. Ashlyn Puhala with the kill for Pawnee City. 2-1. Johnson Brock leads it. For the Indians, Taylan Blecka checks onto the court for Ainsley Rauner. Rauner sets out. Taylan Blecka checks in. Aubrey Sisko, the freshman, in to serve for Pawnee City. Indians trailing 2-1 here in the third set. Down two sets to none. A free ball put across by Bishop. They're going to set Addie Sisko in the middle. Addie with the swing, dug out by Weiss. Bishop sets Pelican. Pelican got blocked by Sisko. Addie Sisko with a great job on the block there, blocking Daly Pelican. Well, Addie 6'2". She gets right up in the air. Hard to put the ball over the top of those outstretched arms. Aubrey Sisko serving for the Indians. We're even at two apiece in this third set. Aubrey Sisko on the serve. Bishop receives, passes forward to Weiss. Weiss sets to the middle. Studheit. Studheit just dinks it across. Basically a free ball. Weiss with a nice dig out of the back row. Bishop sets it to Wokolinski. Wokolinski, the freshman, did a good job just to get that over the net. Knippelmeyer receives, digs out in the back row, set to Pelican. Pelican tips it across and gets the kill. Daly Pelican, her seventh kill of the night. She again found that room just inside the antenna on the left side and dropped it down inside the left out of bounds line. Daly Pelican will now serve the jump serve from the back right corner for Johnson Brock. Eagles lead set number three, 3-2 here. Here's Daly Pelican serve. Turnbull receives. They set it into the middle. Free ball put across by Ashlyn Puhala. Set to Knippelmeyer. Sisko with the block. Knippelmeyer with a good hard swing. Addie Sisko got the block once again. Sisko is hard to hit through. Big, strong girl, tall, 6'2", gets her arms up there, and you really aren't going to push that ball right through her hands very easily. Addie Sisko to serve. Oh, tips it over the net. Great job to pull that one out of the fire. Knippelmeyer with the swing and a kill. They did a great job of digging that out and setting Casey Knippelmeyer. I have that as Casey's ninth kill of the night here. Almost in double figures. It's 4-3. Johnson Brock up. Now serving Josie Studheit. There's a swing just over the net by Ashlyn Puhala. Went into the net, and the point goes to Pawnee City. Johnson Brock couldn't return it after excellent hauling. Cleared the net with it. We're even at four apiece here in the third set. Ashlyn Puhala serving for the Pawnee City Indians. Puhala served, received in the back row by Knippelmeyer. Pass forward to Weiss, set to Wachalinski. Just long, no touch. Wachalinski, the freshman, tried to find that back corner on the left side. Was just long. The point goes to Pawnee City. Ashlyn Puhala will serve. 5-4 now, the Indians with the lead here. In this third set, Ashlyn Puhala, Knippelmeyer receives it. Set goes to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer tips it over and got the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer now in double figures. Unofficially, I have her with 10 kills this evening. All even at 5 apiece in set number 3. If you're just tuning in, Johnson Brock leads it 2-0. Olivia Nedenrip at the service line for Johnson Brock. There's Gatula with the swing. Now Pelican out of the back row, puts it off a Turnbull to the near side. Dug out of the back row by Pelican. They set to the right to Weiss, and Weiss is going to get the kill. Weiss is the center, but occasionally it works out to where they do a little back set. Great job there by Addison Grotrian to do a back set and get it to Weiss over on the right side. And Weiss looked ever a bit the part of the right side hitter on that one. Here's the serve by Nedenrip. Set to the middle, Benson. Benson just tips it across gently. Set to the near side, Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer puts one up and saved nicely. Benson goes to Bishop in the back row. Again, they set Knippelmeyer. And this one's going to go out off the block. Knippelmeyer with the kill. Casey Knippelmeyer, I've got her with 11 kills tonight. And it's 7-5. Johnson Brock has taken the lead once again here in the third set. They lead 2-0. Nedenrip serve into the net. Service error, Johnson Brock. Point Pawnee City. 7-6. Indians back within one. Rauner enters the lineup to come in and serve. Rauner in replacing Taylin Blecka. Rauner with the jump serve from the center of the service line in backcourt here. Received back there by Pelican. Passes over to Weiss into the middle. Little joust at the net. They fight for it. Benson will have a swing. Benson, it's out. No touch. Point goes to Johnson Brock. Hindley Benson was trying to get it into that left rear corner. Just missed the mark, barely. Had a lot of close calls like that tonight with the ball just so close. 8-6. Johnson Brock is up by 2. Knippelmeyer serving. Casey Knippelmeyer on the serve. Into the back row. Ball is fast forward. Tipped across. Weiss will set it to Pelican. Pelican with the swing. Oh, great job there digging it out. Turnbull puts the free ball across. Bishop finds Weiss. Weiss tries to tip it over. Can't get it. Ball saved from going out, and then it drops on the Johnson Brock side. Knippelmeyer was over there chasing after it with Olivia Nedenrip, and it just dropped for him on the near side. 8-7. Johnson Brock up by 1. Refreshing drink of water here on a warm southeast Nebraska evening. Gatula on the serve. Out of the back row. Big swing by Knippelmeyer. She gets the kill from the back row. Casey Knippelmeyer. Unofficially, I have her with 12 kills in tonight's match. Isabel Bishop will be serving for Johnson Brock. The Eagles up by 2 here in this third set. 9-7. There's Bishop serve. Turnbull receives. They pass it forward. The swing there by Aubrey Sisco. Now they'll set Pelican. Pelican is just long, no touch. Pelican trying to get to that left rear corner. She was just 6 inches or so long on the back line. It was close. You could tell the Pawnee girls were scared to look. Kinsley Benson will serve now for Pawnee City. Here's Benson's serve. Nedenrip passes forward to Weiss. Set to the side by... Oh, I thought there was a touch here. Apparently not. Josie Stidheit, the left side hitter, tried to tip it over. It went out. Apparently there was no touch. So we're even now at 9 apiece. Kinsley Benson serving. Knippelmeyer goes forward to Weiss. Weiss tries to sneak one over on him. Knippelmeyer back row forward to Weiss. Weiss sets Pelican on the left side. Pelican puts a free ball across. Now Turnbull with a set to the far side. Great job there, dug out in the back row. Free ball put across by Bishop. Benson in the back row. They'll set Addie Sisko in the middle. She tries to find the donut hole, couldn't get it there. Now the set to Pelican on the left side. Pelican swing, it won't drop. They'll set it across. There's a net violation on Pawnee City. Ainsley Rounder just lost her balance and fell into the net, fell across the line onto the Johnson-Brock side of the court. Emma Wachalinski back into the lineup here on the left side in the front row. Weiss will be serving. Weiss with the jump serve from the corner in front of Turnbull. Turnbull passes across. Gira with a free ball tipped across. Weiss, they'll set it to the back row to Knippelmeyer. Blocked by Addie Sisko. Point goes to Pawnee City. We're even at 10 here in set number 3. You weren't with us. Johnson-Brock took the first two sets, 25-11 and 16. Now we're even at 10 in set number 3. Aubrey Sisko on the serve. Weiss is going to set it to the middle. Oh, great job by Stoodhite. Josie Stoodhite with her 12th kill. Oh, check that, her 10th kill of the night here. Doing well. Serving, Daly Pelican. This time they're going to set it in the middle. That swing by Ashlyn Puhala dug out nicely. Free ball comes back to Pawnee City. They'll set Addie Sisko in the middle. Addie with the kill. Addie Sisko got the kill once again. Let's see, where we got Addie here? I've got her, I think, with 5 kills so far tonight. A block, a couple of ace serves. Now she's back serving. Addie Sisko to serve. Bishop receives, passes forward to Weiss. Back to Bishop. Free ball comes to Pawnee City side of the net. Across the way they go with it, and the kill by Ashlyn Puhala. Junior outside hitter, Ashlyn Puhala gets the kill. 12-11. Pawnee City up by 1. The Indians trying to extend this match after dropping the first two sets. Addie Sisko, service error just long outside the back line. We're even at 12 apiece. Josie Stoodhite, 5'10 junior, middle hitter, serving for the Eagles. Coach Kara Williams up shouting instructions over here. That'll be an ace serve. Ace serve for Josie Stoodhite, her second ace of the night. That gives Johnson-Brock the lead once again at 13-12. In this third set, Josie Stoodhite serve into the back corner, not handled. And it's going to go off of Gira, then off the ceiling, then off the basketball rim, and then falls to the floor. It was all over like a pinball. Josie Stoodhite with another ace serve. That's 3 tonight. Here's Josie serving again to the back row. Gira receives it, passes it forward, across the way it goes. Gatula, Emily Gatula puts a free ball. Weiss will set it to Wachalinski. Wachalinski with that left-handed swing over on the right side. Couldn't get it down. Back row dug out by Pelican. Pelican with the swing from the back row. Couldn't get it. And it's going to drop. Pawnee City not able to handle it. Point goes to Johnson-Brock. 15-12. Johnson-Brock up by 3 in this third set. Stoodhite continues to serve. That one is just out in the corner. Brooklyn Buckmeyer, former athlete here at Johnson-Brock, one of our flag persons over in the corner, made the flag corps. Brooklyn just waved that red flag, said that one was out right in front of her. All right, serving, Ashlyn Puhala. Dropped it right in front of Daly Pelican. A serve for Ashlyn Puhala. 15-14. Pawnee City hanging in there with Johnson-Brock this set. After dropping the first two by substantial margins, much tighter this time, as Ashlyn Puhala continues to serve. And an ace serve again for Ashlyn. Dropped that one right in front of Knippelmeyer. Casey couldn't get under it. She's going to move up just a little bit. She was playing just a little bit too deep. as they dropped it in front of her. Excellent full Hollis serve. Same spot. This time Knippelmeyer's ready for it. Passes to Weiss. Weiss sets Wachalinski. Wachalinski tried to find the back corner. It's dug out. There's Gatula with the tip. It won't drop for Pawnee City. Set to the right side, Knippelmeyer. They'll get ready. Have to put a free ball back across to Johnson Brock. Bishop passes it over. Set to the middle. Yep. Out of bounds. Point Pawnee City. Pawnee City up 16-15 now in this third set. The Indians with the lead. They'd like to extend this one. They've only played two matches this season, so they don't have a lot of volleyball under their belt yet this year. Ashlyn Pujala serving into the net. Service error. Point Pawnee, point Johnson Brock. All tied at 16 apiece in this third set. Olivia Nettenrip. The freshman, she's kind of a specialist at the service line, in to serve for the Eagles. Then rip serve, gets received by Gatula. They'll set Gatula. Pelican digs it out in the back row. Net violation on Pawnee City. Emily's Gatula got into the net. Point goes to the Eagles, 17-16. Johnson Brock back up by one as Olivia Then rip serves. Then rip serve to the back row. Dropped right between two of the girls. Well, Kaylee Turnbull was standing back there right beside Ashlyn Pujala. The two looked at each other and the ball dropped right between them. Neither of them played it. Need a little communication there, ladies. 18-16, Johnson Brock up by two. Gatula receives it. They'll set it to Benson. Benson into the net. Four hits. Point goes Johnson Brock. So now Johnson Brock has opened up a three-point lead. Timeout taken, Pawnee City, 19-16. Eagles lead it. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. Bobby Enneking is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school volleyball. It's 19-16. Johnson Brock on top. Here's Olivia Nettenrip with the serve out of the timeout. Emily's Gatula with a swing that's just long on the back corner. Emily's got over the top of the block with that spike attempt, but it was too long, about a foot or so outside the back line. Point Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock five away from wrapping this thing up here tonight. They're up 20-16. Nettenrip with the serve. Gatula digs it out in the back row. Free ball comes across. They'll set it to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer puts a free ball across. Now they'll set it to the near side. Dug out in the back by Nettenrip. Weiss with the set in the middle of stood height. As Addison Grotrin is blocked at the net. Point goes to Pawnee City. Addison Grotrian had the set up there at the net. Got it blocked right at the top of the tee. It'll be Ainsley Rauner serving now for the Johnson Brock Eagles. 20-17, Johnson Brock up by three. They lead two sets to none. Rauner serve, received by Pelican. Set goes to Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer's swing doesn't go. Knippelmeyer digs one out, passes to Weiss. Set goes into the middle. Sit height. That's Grotrian. It won't go down. And now the ball's going to drop right between the defenders for Pawnee City. Get a little lack of communication there. A couple of girls standing and looking at one another. Ball drops. Johnson Brock is four away. It's 21-17. Casey Knippelmeyer will be serving for the Eagles. There's Knippelmeyer's hoop. Low trajectory driving serve dug out nicely by Turnbull. Free ball comes back. Knippelmeyer passes to Weiss. Weiss will set to the far side to Pelican. Pelican gets the kill. Daly Pelican. I've said it before, when Weiss can put that ball where Pelican wants it, she's just practically unstoppable. Daly Pelican, I've got her, let's see, eight kills tonight. 22-17. Johnson Brock is three away now to taking this match. There's Knippelmeyer's serve, received by Turnbull. Pass it forward out of the back row this way. Ned Ripp passes forward to Weiss. She'll set Knippelmeyer out of the back. And Knippelmeyer found the donut hole. Just dinked it right into the middle of the defenders. Makes it 23-17. Johnson Brock two away from making a sweep of it here tonight with Pawnee City. Now into the lineup. Well, we got people checking in that aren't on our varsity roster. I apologize for that. Number one is in here for Johnson Brock. Not on the varsity roster. Knippelmeyer serves. In the back row. Pass goes across. Ball is tipped. Weiss with the set to the middle. That was Grotrian with the swing, I believe. Free ball comes across once again. Weiss is going to set this time to Pelican. Pelican got the touch. 24-17. This is set point, match point for Johnson Brock. Casey Knippelmeyer is serving. Match point right here. Trying to get the sweep at 24-17. Knippelmeyer serves. Dug out in the back row. And into the net he goes. There it is. Johnson Brock takes the match and the set. 25-17 here in set number three. So our score for the three sets, 25-11, 25-16, 25-17. Johnson Brock improves their record to 6-2 on the year. And the Pawnee City Indians fall to 1-2. Don't go away. We'll take a two-minute timeout here. Then we'll come back with our post-game show, share a few numbers with you, talk about some upcoming broadcasts. That's coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Shart Auction Service is your trusted local auction partner in Southeast Nebraska. This full-service auction team specializes in agricultural assets with proven results that add a personal touch. From live and online bidding to their easy-to-use app, Shart Auction Services makes buying and selling simple, secure, and successful. Check out upcoming auctions online at shartauction.com. Shart Auction Service. Give Clay a call today at 402-862-5903.
Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 8. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Johnson Brock High School, where the Eagles have just swept the Pawnee City Indians 3-0 here. The score by sets, 25-11, 25-16, 25-17. Some unofficial individual numbers that we have here for you. For Pawnee City, Addie Sisko had 5 kills, Kinsley Benson with 4, Emily Scatula had 4, Ashlyn Puhala with 3 kills, Ainsley Rauner had a pair, Taylin Blecka with a couple of kills. For the Johnson Brock Eagles, a big night for Casey Knippelmeyer. I have her unofficially with 13 kills. Josie Stoodhype made the double figure. She had 10 kills unofficially. Daly Pelican with 8. 3 for Addison Grotrian. Kinley Weiss, the setter, even had a couple of kills in there. And Chloe Morris, who got in late in that third set, got a kill tonight for Johnson Brock. That improves Johnson Brock's record to 6-2 on the year.
Pawnee City hasn't played much volleyball yet. They are now 1-2. This was only their third match. We've got lots more information to share with you. Let's take another two-minute break. Don't go away. Our post-game show will continue after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Storm season is here, and even a quick round of wind or hail can leave hidden damage behind. That's why Midwest Homes and Restoration offers free roof damage estimates all season long. Owner David is an area native who takes pride in serving the same communities he grew up in. When you choose Midwest Homes and Restoration, you're choosing craftsmanship, accountability, and a contractor who's truly local. Midwest Homes and Restoration, your storm season roofing experts. Call 402-817-0606 for your free estimate.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workitfast.com.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, coming up next week, it's the Mudecus Volleyball Tournament in Beatrice. Our coverage will begin with semifinal action on Tuesday, September 15th, and then we'll bring you select games of the championship and consolation matches on Thursday, September 17th. Now, the action gets underway Monday, the 14th. I understand they're going to be playing both at the Truman Center on the campus of Southeast Community College and at Beatrice Senior High School. So there's two classes there. We will not have coverage on Monday. We'll wait and see which teams from our listening area get the wins, and then we'll be announcing Tuesday morning which games we will have on for you here on Sunny 101.3 and possibly also on KTNC. If we happen to have two area teams playing simultaneously at two different sites, we may bring out another team of broadcasters here and put it on both KTNC and here on Sunny. So in any event, you can count on us for live coverage of Mudecus Volleyball next week from Beatrice. I want to remind you this coming Friday night, high school football here on Sunny 101.3. John Nixon going to travel over to Oregon, Missouri and visit our friends at South Holt. They'll be hosting the Mountain City Panthers, a 7 o'clock kickoff. Also Friday night on our sister station KTNC, Dylan Hendricks will travel with the Fall City Tigers to Pioneer Field in Nebraska City, where the Tigers will be taking on the Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic Knights. So that's what we've got on tap for you coming up Friday night for high school football. So that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school volleyball here on Sunny 101.3. For our producer-engineer, Bobby Enneking, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with these varsity scores. It was Johnson Brock over Pawnee City in three sets, 25-11, 25-16, and 25-17. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to high school volleyball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The answer is yes.
SBS.
That new equipment works hard for you. Make sure your insurance does too. If you've recently added machinery or upgraded your operation, it's time to call SBS Insurance. We'll help ensure everything is properly covered. Don't wait. Reach out to SBS Insurance today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Fall sports are in full swing, and being attentive can help keep our athletes safe. Pay attention when something doesn't seem right. Headaches, dizziness, confusion, nausea, or changes in behavior can all be signs of a concussion. If an athlete takes a hard hit and isn't feeling like themselves, don't encourage them to push through it. Have them evaluated. At Nemaha County Hospital, we're committed to helping our student athletes stay healthy and safely get back to the activities they love. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Hey, are you in the market for a new trailer? Come on up to Farm and City Supply in Falls City. We've got a nice selection of H&H trailers made just up the road from us in Clarinda, Iowa. From the UTV trailer to the Gravity Tilt Skid Steer trailer to our selection of dump box trailers, we've got one for every job. Come on and check us out at Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
If you want it, we probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget, the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Johnson Quick Stop is your one-stop shop in Johnson, Nebraska for travel, fuel, and repair needs. From fresh, home-cooked meals for breakfast and lunch, to gas, drinks, pizza, burgers, and even quick vehicle repairs, we've got you covered. We're also the proud sponsors of the Father's Day Chicken Barbecue. We're not your average convenience store. We serve the cities of Johnson, Tecumseh, and the surrounding area with fast, affordable, and friendly service that'll keep you moving. Johnson Quick Stop, where small-town service meets everything you need, all in one stop. From bold, unique coffee flavors to refreshing teas and boosted energy drinks, Sunnyside in Johnson has your morning mojo covered. Are you hungry? Grab a breakfast bite and start your day bright. Start your day at Sunnyside. Plus, our tanning beds are ready to warm you up when you need that extra bit of sunshine on your skin. Open Monday through Saturday mornings, plus after school on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sip, shine, repeat. Only at Sunnyside in Johnson, where we make every day the best day.
Are you looking for a bite that hits the spot morning, noon, or night? Swing by the Little Brown Jug in Pawnee City, conveniently located on the corner of Highway 50 and Highway 8. Our deli serving up hot breakfast, hearty lunches, and satisfying dinners. So whether you're fueling up for the road or grabbing a quick snack on break, we've got beverages, grab-and-go meals, and treats for all ages. And hey, good luck to the Pawnee City Athletics team this season. Your hometown's cheering you on, and we are too, at the Little Brown Jug. Stop in today. You won't leave disappointed.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State's best variety station, Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Falls City. Streaming online at msconews.com.